All right, we have to get to some of the news. New coaches on the staff, Coach, and let's start with Paul Pasqualoni, who takes over on the defensive line with the departure of Bill Kolar.
Yeah, you know, Bill Kolar had a chance to go to Denver where he's got family, grandkids, and things like that. Bill was a great coach for us, and, you know, at the end of the day, to me, that's doing what's right. You know, there's a guy that's in the twilight of his career and has a chance to go be with his grandkids. And so when we went out and started to search for the next defensive line coach, we wanted a guy that had experience, a guy that had passion, a guy that had a track record of success, a guy that had coached a lot of different positions, and that was Paul Pasqualoni. You know, I've known Paul for a long time, especially his reputation on the East Coast, and whether it was college and the pros, and he's done a lot defensively, and he's been a great addition to our staff, and we're excited to have him.
What about Mike Devlin? What does he bring to the table on the O-line?
So, you know, again, every year is different. Every year you're trying to do review your team, see what you need to do better, make those decisions, and then go find people that you think are going to really, really help you win. And that's what we did. And Mike Devlin's a great example of that. Here's a guy that we brought in. We interviewed. I spent a lot of time with him. Again, a guy that had a really good reputation from a lot of people that I trust in the profession. He played the position for the Buffalo Bills and the Arizona Cardinals. He's coached it for a while. He's coached tight ends. He's coached offensive line. He has a really good base of knowledge of what we're trying to do against all the different defenses we see. And he's been a really good addition to our staff, and we're excited to have him here too.
And, of course, Pat O'Hara.
Pat O'Hara. You know, Pat's a guy that I've known for a while. George Gotze's known for a while. He's a guy that has had an interesting career. You know, he played at, he's from California. He played at Southern Cal, played quarterback there, and then had a cup of coffee in the National Football League, and then he ended up playing the Arena League for a long time. I want to say 12 to 13 years. When he was done in the Arena League, he became a head coach. He's obviously been a stand-in on some movies and things like that, which is the interesting part of his career. But to me, the most important thing is on offense is that we have another, especially skill position brain, if that makes sense. You know, we've got a guy there that's worked with quarterbacks, receivers, running backs, tight ends, has really good knowledge in the passing game of what we're trying to do. We've known him for a while, and again, he's a guy that'll help us with the workload on that side of the ball.
What does – we saw Kurt Warner has spent time with the Arena League. There have been other players, other coaches that have come from the Arena League. Jay Gruden spent a lot of time in the Arena League. I know you haven't ever coached in the Arena League, but have you – what do you glean from those players or coaches that have spent time from there? What can you get from those particular players or coaches?
They've had, you know, those guys have a unique perspective on the passing game, you know, especially the offensive coaches,
right.
You know, because of the way the game's set up, very rarely, I think, is the ball run, you know, the ball's thrown 60 times a game or whatever it is.
Right.
So, they have a unique perspective. And although the rules are, obviously the field dimensions and the rules are completely different, they have, some interesting ideas as to how to throw the ball. And I think that's one thing that you see with Pat, that he's a guy that will bring some of those thoughts to our team and see if we can incorporate them into the National Football League. And, you know, again, it's a good addition to our staff.
He backed up Marinovich and Rodney Pete. He's played with some interesting guys.
Yeah,
and, you know, you worked with Adam Sandler trying to make him look like a quarterback. That's got to count for something, Coach.
Yeah, he's a good guy. You guys will enjoy getting to know him when you see him. And he'll be a good staff member.